All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show, episode 36. Teach your children well. It's our teacher appreciation episode. We are taping during Teacher Appreciation Week. We've got a big show for you tonight. But let me just kick it off this way. We are four dads with 12 kids between us. We're not experts, but we listen to them. We react to them, and we share what we've learned. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, a lot of laughter, and a lot of experience, good or bad. Use the other 23 hours a day to do life, but for this, put the ears on and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down if you're exercising or driving or food shopping or something like that. On this week's show, we're going to talk a little bit to MK, that's me, about the NFL draft and his experience there. We're also going to be talking to Chris and how he had May the 4th be with you this week, as he'll tell you all about his relationship with May the 4th. We'll be talking about Ben's new softball league, Mark's rowboat, and much more there. But also, we're going to be talking a lot about teachers tonight, and we're going to relive some great memories, tell some great stories, talk about our favorite teachers, and so on and so on. Our smart articles from Smart People is from Fatherly tonight. We'll be talking about self-care in the time of the pandemic, and have you been keeping up as a parent? Finally, we'll have Parent Tweets of the Week, the Parent Quiz and Dad Jokes, and things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I have a very special guest out tonight on this beautiful night here in California. What's your name, sir?
Hello, my name is Landon.
Hello, Landon. How are you this evening?
Awesome.
And you just got back from a very special place. Where was that place?
We went to the farmer's market down the street.
And did you gather anything at ye farmer's market?
We got strawberries.
You got strawberries. And I think mommy had dinner, too, so this is very exciting. All right, Landman, I know you've been back in school and you're tired and you just want to chill out, so I'll make this short and sweet. Two things. Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Darth Maul, by far.
Yo, you're a dark character guy.
Just like, because of his double-sided lightsaber.
The evil characters. The double-sided lightsaber. Okay, I get it. And then next, tell us a dad joke to kick it off, and you know the theme of the episode.
Okay, the joke is, what did the teacher do with their students' quiz on the history of cheese?
What did the teacher do with the student's quiz on the history of cheese? Boy, I have no idea.
She graded it, but I'm bum.
Graded?
Graded.
Graded. Graded. Oh, I see what you did there. All right. Great job. Head in, have some dinner. Thank you so much. The guys are around the corner. Coming up next, the Dad Timeout Show, episode 36. Thank you, sir.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, here we are back. The boys are back in town.
Back in the backyard.
Cheers, everybody.
Clank, clank. Our bench bartender tonight outdid herself on the Cinco de Mayo.
Thanks to the
this
wife.
This beverage is stellar.
Stellar. Top two.
You know who sings the boys are back in town?
We already did this.
I was seeing if you pay attention to our podcast. So that was the real reason. How about this? Tonight, teacher appreciation episode?
Yes.
Because we're taping during... I say tape. We're not taping. We're recording during Teacher Appreciation Week.
That's true.
Teach your children well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
CSN.
Yeah, CSN. Was Young involved?
I don't know if he was.
At that point?
Maybe it's just CSN.
And I think it's just CSN. Tends to grow by. it's funny. I was looking up all these different songs for teachers. None of them were about the right stuff. There was not really about education and influence. It was more Van Halen-y kind of things out there.
Hot for teacher? Yeah, well, you know.
All right, well, we are four dads. We are gathered here. We are not experts, but we listen to them. We react to them, and we share what we've learned. A little pop culture, a lot of parenting, laughter, and experience. We're glad you're joining us here tonight. We've got a lot of new followers out and around the Instagram. And I shared with you guys, we got our first fan mail. Fan mail.
Like paper in the box?
Well, it wasn't mail from the box, but it was very kind words and good feedback as well. I shared it with you guys. So thank you to that person. I won't name that person in particular, but it was very, very nice to hear. Also, we have a lot of new followers. Ready for this? Drum roll. Follower 600.
Wow.
Okay. Seems like just yesterday we were up 500.
Yeah. All of our uncles and aunts.
Look at these influencers. Last year, like 22.7 million. Like, all right, well, if we do the math, we'll be long gone. We'll probably crack a... maybe 3,000.
Well, we have to die to get popular. That's the rule.
Yeah, we'll get there. But it's going to be a good show. We got a big week. All of us have had big weeks and a lot of stuff going on. Teacher, we're going to be talking about parent tweets of the week or all teacher tweets tonight. We've got our parent quiz mixed with dad jokes. So Ben is in for a double whammy.
You got to blindside me, flanking me.
I love it.
Pincer move. It's a pincer move on Ben.
Anybody that has now acquiesced into playing adult softball.
Let me say. Okay. We'll talk about this off air.
Listen, marked rowboat or adult softball? We have a lot to talk about in those areas. But selfishly, yesterday was May the 4th.
With you.
I hate to give away the dates because it doesn't make the show evergreen. But May the 4th, our children dressed as Star Wars people and all the teachers had Star Wars-y things. I think it's a thing now. I think, like, it's not a Hallmark holiday. It's actually a cool kind of thing.
It's fun.
And one of
Halloween
our
in May.
Podcastees had a lot to do with that. Tell us, without giving the whole hand away, tell us kind of what you're up against and what you did this week, Chris.
Well, we did all the artwork swap out for Disney Plus. It's our annual thing now. It's the second time we've done it, and it's a labor of love. But, man, let me tell you, it's pretty gnarly, you know?
would that be the equivalent of, like, Google every day they change the art?
Right, so exactly.
In the Disney Plus world.
Right, right. This year we replaced all of the artwork of Star Wars with fan art.
Really?
So, yeah. Let's check it out. It'll be up live for probably another week or so.
The things I saw were... stellar, but I'm a big Star Wars fan, so
yeah, it's so exciting.
It's so fun.
You broke the seal, I don't know, like 20 episodes where you just mentioned Baby Yoda,
yeah.
And I'm like, even myself, like jaw dropping moment, I'm like, wait, shut up. You have influence on Baby Yoda, or what's his proper name? I'm sorry,
I don't know.
Dude, there's so many people correcting us.
Gorgon.
I know, I am not going down the Star Wars path because there are aficionados everywhere, but I did want to talk just a hair about. In a self-indulging moment, I did the first event I've done in 14 months out on the road this week. I did the NFL draft in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
First time I left the family. First time I got on a flight. First time I did an event with live people. And it was pretty surreal, pretty moving, and pretty amazing, all rolled into one. I had the blessing of... talking to the top 12 or 13 draft picks that eventually came out on the stage, and Commissioner Goodell introduced them, and then they went into the holding area, and then they were picked one by one by one. But it was great because it was X's. I didn't do X's and O's. I just did mentors, teachers, people that have affected your life. Who's with you tonight? I was getting introduced to aunties and grandmoms and dads. Yeah. And you really saw this just tremendous side of players that you wish you see a lot more because so much goes on off the field, the extension of these guys. And a lot of them don't want it in the media. They just want to do their thing. But, you know, it's pretty awesome when you get that side of the story. Like... one of the guys carried his 3-year-old little boy down the carpet, one-armed it, you know, and he got in front of us. And we just started talking, and he was just so genuinely appreciative and grateful. And then when you see, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars or the blah, 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 blah picks, and you see that whole scene react, knowing that there are 30 family members in the hotel and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, cool. It was pretty...
good energy. People's amazing. Lives being... all that work coming to fruition.
Well, twofold, yeah. Right? So then a production... my 20-year production friend of mine... I put this on our Instagram today, to Ben's dismay. Mm. But we walked over after our event, which was very secure, thoroughly checked. We had to do all sorts of apps and daily scans, and it was a very safe event on that side. And we went over and watched the Kings of Leon, all distance, you know, but you're watching with a lot of people. And when he hit those first chords to, like, use somebody, and you heard that, oh, ah, I mean, people were literally tearing. I mean, and it was driving rain as well outside of the shell. And it was one of those surreal moments. My friend and I looked at each other and we're like, we're witnessing this really unique thing in history right now as we start to come out on the other side of the pandemic, like the first major broadcast live performance. And it was Kings of Leon, which I really enjoy as well. So, yeah, we walked back, but it was like we both looked at each other. And, of course, I start to get misty, and then I put to pull my mask up and down.
Go with it.
And it was just like, yeah, but it was really moving, right? And first time I've been in airports, and first time I flew, and first time I called my kids after the show and told them about the show, like, which is what I do all the time. So, yeah, pretty big weeks all around. But we're back, and we're ready for DTO.
Here we go.
I'm not giving the episode number.
I was going to ask how you the trip went, but that's better.
That's an amazing recap.
That's how the trip went, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I thought I'd roll it out. It's there.
Beautiful.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I just enjoyed the story because I enjoyed the moment so much. It was like I just felt like
normal stuff.
Chairs. Well, yeah. Thank you for the indulgence. All right, let's give some quick shout outs and we'll get into the big show. We had a lot of really fun people obviously following us and interacting with us as usual, but some of the really ones that stood out to me, at Messy Bun Mamas. Yes, at Messy Bun Mamas. They have a podcast as well. By the way,
I can translate that well, and I can. It makes so much sense.
Yes, at Messy Bum Mom, it's very easy to get to. At New Gen Father, at Superhero Dad Alliance. I like the names.
Alliance.
Right? At Millennial Mama _.
Okay.
Now today I stumbled upon this. It was in our stories, the Dumb Dad Pod.
Oh.
They did a press conference where he had just come from a rough morning with the kids.
Oh, awesome!
And it's the Dumb Dad Pod and their TikTok. Phenomenal. Mama's Got Problems is really amazing. And then Dono Friend, I don't know if you guys looked at the thing I sent you today, but he was on the Hoda Kotb and Jenna show.
Yes.
And he's a teacher out of Oakland. And as we're talking about teacher, and he's an amazing, so I believe, seventh grade teacher, if I'm not.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. And the reason they did the story on him, because he puts a lot of his inspirational stuff on TikTok and it's kind of blown up. And he's this really, he cares about the whole child, and he teaches underserved kids in Oakland, and he just really tries to instill confidence in them and like, you can do anything. And I'm going to not serve it justice by not like reading directly from his bio, but that's what he does. And he's awesome. And I posted his story and he hit us back immediately.
Wow.
This is the kind of guy he is. And he's just like, thank you so much. And we're like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like it was such, you got to watch the story. But
the big message was love. That's the thing that just really drove home with reading that. It was amazing. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. And I just read the update that he's actually going to leave teaching for a minute and try and spread his inspirational words on a larger platform now that things are starting to come back. But is Mr. Donovan Taylor, and again, follow at Dono Friend, D-O-N-O Friend. He's amazing. And I'll finish this on a good note too. At Hossman at Home, put us in. I sent you the tweet. Mm-hmm. We're very honored and very flattered to be part of a select group of dad and fatherhood movements that were referred to by him as people that are really talking about fatherhood currently. There's a lot of amazing ones, but we just happened to be in that group. So that was awesome. And our 600th follower.
All right.
Hey.
Boom, boom.
Hey, at Shop Lindsay Knoll.
That was her.
Thank you.
At Shop Lindsay Knoll.
All right. She wins a prize.
We were talking
some
about some.
I'm spelling it because I think she has things for sale on her site, and I want you to check it out at @ShopLindsayKnoll. Numero 600 someday. We'll be up to 610.
Yeah.
It's going to be maybe, a big day.
It'll take a while.
Time to 6:05.
And finally, a double shout out to James Breakwell, our interview.
Right.
So gotten a lot of great feedback. Fantastic. And a lot of people are like, please do more. Dad Timeout Conversations are up and running now. We'll announce our new guest soon. But James Breakwell, thank you, man. You're great awesome.
A great listen.
All right, finally, to wrap this up, and then I really want to get to you guys. I'm done talking for the night.
Seriously.
Just shut your sassy pie hole. I'm gonna kick it in with a nice quote. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. That's from Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming up around the bend, tweets of the week.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, it's time for parent tweets of the week. Also, we have to talk about Ben thinks there's something living under my house.
I hear it's right. I'm right next to
it. Well, I'll give you a vote of confidence. We just got one of the great luxuries of life, the refrigerator that has water coming out of it. I never had one.
I have that, too.
I haven't had one in... Period.
Water you don't want. Mine just
spits water. No, you put a cup in and it makes...
about the dispenser.
No, ours just spills water all over.
Yeah, so... yeah, ours did that, too. That's why we had to get the new fancy one. Because it was about to go through the floor. So to the plumber guy came in and went under my house and verified there's no critters down there, and they locked that back up. So let's move on. Tweets of the week. This is from @Emily_Kuistra. These are all teacher tweets or teaching tweets. Maybe teachers, they may be not, but they're pretty funny. Today, my second graders told me I look better in a mask than a face shield, and I can't decide whether to take that as a compliment or a diss.
It's a dare.
Well, you know. So I wear glasses, right? And when I have a mask on, glasses definitely make me look better. Because they cover up large chunks of oldness around my eyes, right? And then I take them off and people are like, whoa, what's that?
What is on?
So I definitely have how do I look in this mask? Does this mask match? Or in a bonus in my world, it covers up my double chin. So like pictures are much easier now because I'm not poking out like a turtle.
To that point, it's interesting because I've recently hired some new people that I had never seen without their mask on till now they're hired because, you know, you're masked up during the interview process. Then they come in the first day and the first time they take the mask off, it's like this big reveal. And I know that sounds weird, but it really is. It's like, oh, I didn't expect you to look like this. It's anyway, sorry. Just
could be a dating show.
It could be.
The masked dating.
I've gotten so used to it, it really doesn't faze me, even at this junction.
But you don't really picture what people are going to look like without the mask on.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people that I'm like, oh, I had no idea that, you know, you had two teeth.
Well, one weird thing, last time I'm going to talk about it, when I was doing my interviews at the recently mentioned show, I could only see eyes because everybody was wearing masks. And I'm very expressive when I interview people, and I use my hands, and I'm like, so, my gosh, your three-year-old's here? But, like, it was all eyes.
And you're like, give me something.
Yeah, well, I kept trying to, like, do big eyes, do squinty eyes, do laughing eyes. It's a really sad moment, but, yeah.
That's when you step, like, 8 feet away, and you pull your mask off, and you just do the, you know, the big gaping mouth face. Then you put your mask back on.
Right. Oh, yeah. I don't mind it. No, I'm not going to lie. Okay, this is from @misanthropologia. Misanthropologia. MISANTHRO, whatever. I'll put it on Twitter. It won't matter. During teaching today, oh, Mark, this is for you.
Oh, thank you.
During teaching today, I was petting my cat.
Oh, my gosh.
End of tweet.
Tweet over. Right. And my co-teacher announced it and asked to see the cat. No fewer than 60% of the students reached down and pulled their cats up into the view of the cameras. And suddenly my Zoom squares were all cats and everything was perfect.
And the world was good again.
I'm telling you. That's my house to a T.
Nine?
Nine cats?
I don't know. They just keep showing up.
You don't know? Did you say you don't know how many cats you have?
No, I have. I'm not. Actually, let's keep that
a mystery. You declined it.
Okay. Let's keep that a mystery.
He just puts out like a trowel of cat food out back and just sees what happens.
Oh, no, yeah, never out back. They're all taken care of and taken to the vet and properly taken care of.
Well, okay.
Okay.
My thing was like...
Moving on.
What was... Chris, I guarantee you've done it because you're on Zooms all day. I've literally done Zooms with nothing but like a collared shirt and then literally boxers and below. Do you do a lot of head fakes and stuff like that?
I have like the, you know, small bladder kind of condition. So I'm always like having to like, I got to get him to go to the bathroom. So I've learned my lesson and I'll put on at least some like, you know, some like cargo shorts or something. But I'll have the collared shirt on the top. Yeah. All business on top.
What's stopping you from just a little system where you don't have to get up, if you know what I mean?
What, like a bottle under the table?
Something like that. Oh my. Straight feet.
This guy.
My goodness. I'm just saying.
We're off the rails.
We're off the rails.
And this is coming from the man with the tiniest bladder who will make us stop recording three or four times tonight.
It is true.
I think it's time to move on.
That's why I'm saying
it. I was cool with the cats, and then it went a whole different direction.
Yeah. We're off the rails. To tiny bladders. Sorry.
A lot of TBs around here.
All right. Well, thank you. Didn't think that was going there. My point was, what surfaces when an emergency happens all of a sudden, and then Zooms aren't perfect anymore. Okay, this is from Unlucky Butter 2. Oh. Not to be confused with that Unlucky Butter 1. student, I can't log in. Me. Okay, hold on. Does absolutely nothing. Can you get in now? Student, yes. I do it in my own house.
Dude.
Dad, where's the remote? And I'll mumble my words like, hey, I think it's on. And then I wait a few minutes. Okay, found it.
That is classic.
Do you do that, though? Do you ever fake your kids out? Like, just to get around the question, knowing they'll solve it on their own?
No, yes. No, that's a good technique, though.
Yes.
What, mumbling?
No.
Oh, low blow.
Right in there, huh?
He doesn't
mumble. I'm working on it.
What are you talking about? I was saying my example of mumbling.
Okay.
You're very self-conscious tonight.
Yeah.
After softball, something broke. Did you play softball tonight?
Last night.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Last night?
So fun. Yeah.
Okay. That was from Unlucky Butters. This is from @EduCelebrity, EDU Celebrity. Don't encourage your students to get a gift card you'd appreciate for Teacher Appreciation Week, because I doubt they could even get into the liquor store. I know, we're doing it at our school right now, and I think there's an underlying current, like, can you just ask us what our favorite tequila is? Right. We've had enough bundt cakes. We just, we want candles and coffee and candles.
No, go straight with the wine and the booze.
I got to tell you, man, this. I underestimated the power of this candle when you brought it to me tonight, MK. But I'm zen right now, bro.
Yeah. And you want to mention the brand? Maybe Casey will sponsor
Casey
us.
Musgrave, hashtag Casey Musgraves, gave you this candle personally, I think you said?
No, my wife did, but she knows that I love it.
She knows.
Okay. Yes.
But it's wafting in my face, and I'm
It's called slow
helping
burn,
a lot.
Man.
Oh, man. I think I need to change seats.
You do?
I just like this one because I pick them out. from @SuperTeacherLady, TECTEACHR. One kid in my Google Meet, Mike Muted, is doing the Taylor Swift TikTok dance, and another just told the class that his dad can't have ice cream because it makes him poop. Not gonna lie, I laughed out loud on camera.
Well, at least I'm not walking around naked in the background like I do daily. My kid's screen's just pointed right at my bedroom door. So if that door's not closed, whoops.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this on other episodes. You just have to be so aware of the Zoom stalk.
It's
a real deal.
It's real.
But it's slowing down.
It's just funny.
Zooms are slowing down at least.
Are they? I hope so.
No. At least kids' Zooms are starting.
Yeah, business Zooms, not so much. But
not so much.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think the business world's on to something. And finally, we'll put a cherry on the top with Nicholas Ferroni, who sums it up with this tweet. It doesn't take much to be a great hybrid teacher. Just top-notch tech, perfect Wi-Fi, multiple devices, a clone, an understanding of every online resource, unconditional administrative support, a background in theater, and a perfect mental health status.
Oh,
that's it.
Man.
That's all.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Apply here.
I tell you, man, a big thank you to our teachers that are listening or out there, because it's been one heck of a year all around. And we've talked about this ad nauseum, but when I knew the teacher was splitting the class and had half Zoom and half a room and no assistant, you know, it's pretty remarkable that they were able to string all that together, even out of the gate for us. Some of our older non-techie sort of teachers really just dove in and figured it all. I mean, they're really smart anyway because they're teachers, but they just dove in and figured it out and then evolved. And as people learned, it got headier and headier. So, yeah, it's been a crazy year and can't really thank those folks enough. So thank you to our teachers. Cheers to all of you. And coming up next, smart articles by smart people. Parents need therapy too.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, next is smart articles by smart people. This comes from parenting section in Fatherly. Want a thoughtful, successful child? Then get yourself into therapy. You can't take care of your kids unless you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's by Patrick A. Coleman. Just came out a couple days ago. We've talked about this on the show before, so I would almost call this a self-care check. You know, amongst us, since we talk about this stuff, I haven't gone to a therapist.
Ever?
No, I haven't. Mm. But I've read a lot, because I told you my obsession with, if I have anything vaguely wrong with me, I do mountains of research on it. But I do self-care. Let's start with Chris, because I think that I like to see your progress as time goes on. Because in the beginning, you were very stressed and weren't doing anything. We all kind of had our own little touch points, but how are you doing today? And then what do you think about this article in general?
Well, I think unlike the author, my experience was kind of the opposite, you know, where, you know, when I first had kids, I felt like I was like the best parent and, you know, I loved being a dad. I'd get like compliments all the time from other dads on how I always seemed to be so like even keel and, you know, holding it together while, you know, they're yelling at their kids for like striking out or like missing the putt and that kind of stuff. And even my wife would say like, oh, you know, how do you manage to be like all romantic and spontaneous, you know, and still do your work and still like coach all the kids and everything? And I don't know, it kind of bums me out when I think back to that person and it almost seems like a vague memory, right? Like I don't even recognize that person anymore because I've kind of fallen away and become like such the opposite. And I don't know. I mean, I think that it just kind of, yeah, makes me sad to feel like I don't even remember that person anymore. And I kind of doubt that even my kids remember that dad or that person. And so basically, I don't know, like the part of the article that really got to me was that like this training your kid philosophy and how it doesn't work. And rather than learning their lessons through discipline and punishment, you know, they're actually learning from, you know, watching us and watching how we act and stuff. So basically, when I scream at my kid, you know, I end up getting a kid that screams. And, you know, while I don't spank my kids, I definitely, you know, I've become kind of a disciplinarian and sort of a drill sergeant. So it's, I don't know, I just feel like I'm really critical all the time and always, you know, finding something to gripe about. And then I kind of see that behavior totally like mirrored in how they interact with each other and how they deal with problems and stuff. So I don't know, I sometimes say to myself that, you know, my dad was such a master of discipline and he was like super into like corporal punishment and it was almost like borderline abusive by kind of like Western standards. But I don't know, like, I feel like, oh, I turned out okay, but only to realize like, oh man, I've kind of like regressed into kind of being like that kind of dad. And, I don't know, I really feel like, I don't want to be that jerky dad anymore. And you know, I don't know, like, I'm trying, right? I'm trying to like start meditating now. I just recently started doing the Headspace app and trying to be a little bit more present. You know, I hope I could stop being so quick to like raise my voice and always looking kind of for the negative in things. And ultimately what the article said to me was like, you know, parents like pass on behavior to their kids through modeling. And, you know, I shouldn't only be modeling the desired behavior, but also modeling how I'm kind of starting to engage in self-improvement and wanting to change rather than it being some, you know, shameful secret. And I want them to know it's okay, like, to reach out for help. I want them to know, like, learn how to communicate and process their feelings. And again, the article said the best way to do that is to show that, right? Model that and do it yourself. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Well, I mean, tomorrow's a new day, and you have already shown that you're trying. And, you know, that's all that anybody can do. I have the weird luxury of I read these so often that it's almost like doing push-ups in these spaces, not only to fix myself, but to fix how I act in there. Now, there are times where natural temper and history come through, and I kind of fight any demons that are in there just to lead by example. But I totally get what you're saying, and I do think that, like, as we continue to grow, and we've said this many times here, we're not perfect. We're trying not to be perfect, but to lead by good examples and show a good life. And then hopefully in turn, reciprocity will put it on our children and wives to have good lives as well. Ben, what did you think about this? Did you read it?
No, I didn't read it. But
I what do you think about what Chris and I just
read?
I read the headline.
Well, I was just listening to my buddy Chris over there, and I'm reminded that, like, he's being hard on himself as always. And, my reflection on that is that I think it's a weird time in history that our age is cursed with going after our goals. At the same time, we're supposed to be raising little kids. Like, it doesn't really jive. And it's just a big stewing pot of stress. And so that stress perpetuates over the years and calluses us and turns us into different people. And I think about that a lot. I mean, as a songwriter, my main thing is kind of reflecting on, you know, the human condition. I would sum it up like that. And the weird thing about the human condition right now is that we're all at this age where, like, you know, we're trying to pursue our goals, and we often see our goals fading into, you know, our dreams are fading. Right. And now, like, so now, you know, I want to say one, like, it's a myth that people succeed before 40 often. Most, like, there's not that many Zuckerbergs out there. Almost everybody, it's all practice before 40. So, but we have so much stress on us right now where we see our dreams fading, but having to provide for our kids. And then at the same time, you know, so we're trying to raise these ones where I think, you know, most of human history, there was the tribe, right? And the grandparents were there. While the family could go get the provisions. And so it was more of a normal cultural setup where, you know, the grandparents were more present. Now we're in our little cells of life and we're separated from our tribe more. So I think that makes a lot of stress. And so I think it's really normal how you feel. And I want to say, on the lines of therapy, I think almost every adult in the world could benefit from therapy. Just being human.
100%.
Every human needs it. So there's no shame in it whatsoever. I think people need to be more open about just, like, talking about, you know, their need for therapy or even how they're growing. I mean, I do it as often as I can afford it, you know, like, that comes in waves. But yeah, I do think it's true. Like, if your spirit's not right, that's just going to put a blanket over the whole house. So I think
well,
you got
well
it
said.
Without yourself. Yeah,
I agree with you on every one of your points. I think what's interesting, there's a lot to unpack there. So
yeah.
In the interest of time, let's table that, because I'd love to have a talk about mental health in general. And there's been a lot of spotlights on it over the last couple of years, which is good, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Especially adults are just like, it's the stigma of,
yeah, it's
being
definitely
unstable
more, yeah,
is being shaken out slowly but surely, and we're able to have open talks about this on a podcast that 7 or 8 people listen to, so
600.
Yes, but no, I agree with both of you. And yes, you can get too hard on yourself, and I know for a fact you're an amazing dad, Mark.
To your point,
well, I was talking about Chris, but Mark.
Thank you.
You're an amazing dad too.
I think we're all are. You know, if you're not your harshest critic, then you're blessed. Mm. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse. I think sometimes being, you know, looking at yourself and understanding where you are and where you're trying to be, where you've been, is important. I think I agree with what you're saying, Ben. Therapy is amazing. Whether it's with a therapist or with friends, I mean, therapy can be achieved in many ways. Music. I seek as many sources of therapy as I can. A laugh of my child, you know, the beach, you know, the ocean, the sun, you know, looking at redwood trees, like we were talking about before the show started, you know, And then every day to me is kind of a reset of trying to think like what worked yesterday, what didn't work, how do I try and be my best self? And I oftentimes come off sounding like I'm trying to be perfect, but I think we're all striving to be the best we can be. And I think how we speak is how we try and act, and what we show our kids, like you were saying, Ben, and is what they see. And so, you know, I certainly yell and I certainly get at my wit's end, you know, when my daughter won't get off of her computer because she's playing Roblox with your son. okay. And it's like, hey, it's dinner time. And like, it's been 30 minutes now and I'm really sweet until I'm not.
The new dating mark.
Yeah. Well, they're both cute children. Yeah. But the point is that, you know, I'm always trying to just think of how I can reset myself, and it's a challenge. But then I also think I've got children that I want to try and be respectful of in their world. I've got employees that I want to try and be also. I want to try and lead anywhere people will follow. So that's kind of like part of what I do is just every day is, hey, how can I lead this place a little bit better when I go to bed and feel good that, hey, at least I tried. So, you know.
Yeah, and I'll reiterate that again. Like, it's not over.
No.
We can reset tomorrow morning, even with this conversation, and walk into a room and try and take a nugget out somewhere and be a little better about something and do something a little better. Even when I read bet relationship stuff, I do take what I read immediately. Sad that I have a lot of this time to read. But, you know, and I go and try and be a better husband as well as a better dad. And it's not going to be perfect. And I think kids need to know that life's not perfect. And there's a lot to unpack there. But in the interest of time, we'll keep it moving along. But yeah, I think we're all going to continue to try and do better. And let's share what we're learning out there, win, lose, or draw, and try and be better dads for everybody. But Ben, to your point, we will definitely unpack mental wellness and different things that you can do on or offline or therapist or not. Because you ready for my latest trend? And I'll wrap it at this.
Yeah, bring it.
When I was in Sedona recently, I bought meditation crystals.
Okay, oh, wow.
Oh, look what's on the table tonight.
Talk about unpacking.
Oh, little crystal.
Shape of a heart.
Ooh. Yeah, around the temple.
Oh, man.
I'm not afraid. It's
getting deeper.
I'm slowly morphing into a California.
Once you start wearing like the tie-dye muumuu type stuff,
I almost bought
shaman robes.
The Shaw. Yeah, it's coming.
Is it coming?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It would have matched your pants tonight. It would have been the perfect Pantone.
He's going to grow his hair out.
Yes.
Braid it.
Don't be mad that you have to
change
pull
his
it
name.
Off.
They're gorgeous, Lululemons.
Was that tomato?
Baba MK.
I don't know what these are. They're just
all right.
Salmon.
Coming up next, 3, 2, 1, go. The teacher version.
Time out for 3, 2, 1, go.
We talked about this a little bit. This is one of the rare times that I actually sent you all the things because I wanted you to think about it. Because we all have, like, when we're on the cuff, we don't come up with the great stories sometimes. So I felt like this was okay because a lot of our stuff's just live, and I just throw it at you and see what happens. But we all seem to enjoy this topic so much that I thought it was kind of cool. We're going to talk about teacher-esque things. We'll just do a 3, 2, 1, go. We can go around each time. It doesn't have to be fast. You can tell a good story if you got one. Favorite teacher. I'll start. Got a bunch, so I'll give you bullet points. Sister Janice, first grade. She elected me as Santa Claus for the school play. Changed my life right there. First time I performed, first time I was in costume, all due to Sister Janice and Miss Knowles. Miss Shea, third grade. I got to bring her stuff to her car one night. One night, I was in third grade. One afternoon, lucky students would get to help her bring her things to her car. And she plugged in a David Bowie 8-track. And we sat and listened to David Bowie.
Wow.
And I still remember Mrs. Shea introducing me to David Bowie. Mrs. Carver, my wife and I went back to Philadelphia after a long spell. And we went by my elementary school just to see it, get those feelings. there was a dance going on in the gym. I walked up the stairs. Mrs. Carver was chaperoning the dance. She looked at me. She's like, Michael Kennedy, how are you? 20-plus years later, she was still at the school. She still remembered me. I literally started tearing up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Mrs. Carver, you remember me. Father Terrence Henry was my kind of like Dead Poets Society is one of my favorite movies, and he was one of those teachers that would move around the room and talk about history, and they crushed the infamous rebellion, and he'd, like the dogs next door, he'd unleash the dogs, sound effect. But Father Terrence was one of the great orators and speakers that I ever had as a teacher, and I use that still as momentum today. And Kevin Quayle, Father Kevin Quayle, just when I was in those like crossroads of is this life going to go south or is it going to go north or is it going to be on track or is it going to go off the tracks? He always was the guy that believed in me. So those are my favorite teachers. Sorry, I went further. Chris.
Oh, me? My probably most impactful teacher was Miss Verselli in sixth grade. I just have visions of her coming out of the teacher's lounge in a waft of smoke and everything.
With a tab.
She was one of those. Tab cola. She was one of those, like, you know, you got to do push-ups or run laps when you're, like, misbehaving and acting up. Nice. So I spent half of sixth grade running laps and doing push-ups and, you know, probably not really liking her all that much. But I do remember, you know, how, like, she was kind of a disciplinarian and everything. But, man, could she read a book? Like, when she would do the read out loud, she would have that smoky, you know, smoker's voice, and she would really bring life to, like, the Gollum character when she would read The Hobbit and stuff. Awesome. And the impact on me is, like, you know, now when I read to my kids, I'm doing all the voices and all of that stuff. And it really, I give a shout-out to Miss Verselli.
What grade is this?
This is sixth grade.
Wow. So cool.
But, you know.
Right on the cusp of being little still.
Yeah, yeah. But I heard that, you know, she recently passed, so.
Sorry to hear that.
But, yeah, in my memory forever.
All right. Well, we gave her a shout out tonight.
Yeah.
She heard us. Ben?
I've been thinking about this, and I've been, I'll use my time to say that all my teachers growing up and I had a mutual understanding that I didn't like them and they didn't like me, pretty much. Like, and this is definitely their, no, it's all me. I was, you may not guess it, guys, but I was a horrendous young man. My mom would say I was just high strung, but my teachers who met weekly to discuss what to do with Ben probably disagree with my mom. Anyway, I was a wily kid. But to that point, Mrs. King in seventh grade was the only one that kind of gave me a little slack, and she kind of went with it. And like, we just, like, we would make fun of each other. We'd have like, remember when you, the term ripping on each other?
Yeah.
You're ripping on me. I'm ripping on. She would let us have these rip sessions in front of the whole class where I'd make fun of her fake eyebrows and she would make fun of how skinny I was. And it was, and I'm like, that's why. And I, so I guess Miss King was
my favorite. Sounds like everyday Philly.
Yeah, dude. And this, you know, circa what, 90 back in Pleasanton, it was pretty, Miss King. Hats off to let understanding me. So
that's awesome. Mark.
Yeah, it hit me. It was funny. I was looking in, or going back in my memory and thinking about all my grade school teachers, and I kept on fast forwarding over to high school and thinking about my high school principal, Mr. Earl P. Walker, who was amazing. He was, and as I, so my locker was right out front of his office. So freshman year went from an eight kid graduating class in Christian school to a huge public high school. I was getting my butt kicked every day, and Mr. Walker would always have an eye out for me. He'd always come out of his office, and he was always dressed to the nines with the vest and the tie, and he just looked like on point every day, just well spoken, like unbelievably intelligent and just amazing. And then as I got older, I realized that he was also a Baptist minister on the weekends.
Oh wow.
So myself,
aren't we all, Mark?
Maybe, but myself and one of my friend John McDonald, we used to go and go to his church every few. So John moved in with me. I had to take him to Catholic church first, early service, then I go to my church, and then we go to Mr. Walker's church to do
three services.
That's a lot.
So
of
it was amazing. But and then the other teacher, because I have to bring him up, is Ray Doherty. He was the drama teacher at Sequoia High School in Redwood City, and he was he was the gift to all of us who had an opportunity to be in this drama department, taught me to give up and do like, not like give up who I think I am and be who my character is and be able to get on the stage and just be, if I'm going to be Mr. Bumble, I'm Mr. Bumble. If I'm going to be Conrad Birdie, I'm going to be Conrad Birdie, no matter who I am. And he got us to go to other college. Like we were going to colleges. So he was saying, hey, there's some roles over at this college and that college. And I know you're in high school, but go because you guys are good. And you guys, you know, and you were saying earlier about Benjamin Franklin. And that was like his big role. So if you look him up, there's a lot of people who still love him. He inspired hundreds and hundreds of actors. And, so yeah, Mr. Walker and Mr. Doherty were the two people who like their minds or their faces clicked in my head the biggest when I was thinking about these teachers.
So, it's good stuff. And I bet they'd be happy that they're still resonating.
Yeah.
You know, teaching moment that stands out. I have just two off the top of my head and they're kind of silly, but it actually worked. I got a D in conduct in third grade. We used to get graded on conduct in Catholic school. And I'm not going to name the teacher because she didn't like me and I didn't like her. And we still talk about her on Facebook with my old friends. But I always say that, like, that changed the game for me because even as I got older, I have a copy of that report card and I used to attach it to my resume and attach it to my pictures and my headshot. And it would be like, Michael needs to learn to be, you know, and it was a big red D and I'm like, boom. And then secondly, my guidance counselor in high school, I won't name names, but I remember he's like, well, so what do you want to do, young man? Like, what is your, I'm like, I want to be a concert promoter. Like, I want to entertain people. I want to be in front of large crowd. And he's like, he literally was like, yeah. Okay.
What else?
So wood shop what sounds else good, right?
Yeah. Like,
that's number two on the list.
Like, literally, no, for real. And I'm like, no, that's what, and he dismissed me. Who's laughing now? Yeah, 25 years later, been around the world. You know what I mean? I'm like, and that, but that stuck with me and that drove me.
Yeah, man.
Fuel for the years, fire. That fueled my fire in a reverse way that a teacher would. But so that was me. All right. So it was teaching moments that stand out. Mark, what is your story?
You know, it's interesting because it's not actually, doesn't. There's lots of teachers in this world. And I'm thinking about the.
No.
Let me tell you a little something about teachers, MK. No, thanks. Appreciate the love. I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking about one of my first guitar teachers, Ed Peepenbrink. And
yeah, I knew Ed.
It's a great name. You have these names that I just don't believe they're real people.
Oh no,
Ed, they may
Ed,
not
Ed
be.
Was, Ed
so
was,
many.
Ed I'm Googling Peepenbrink right now.
No, Ed was very real, and
he
stayed at my folks' house, and he was a guitar player, and he was the one who, I mean, I had been playing guitar, but he was a phenomenal guitar player. He really like pushed me to keep playing. He was with me when I bought my first electric guitar. He lent me his Gibson Les Paul and his Fender twin reverb amp.
Well, that's just not smart.
And anyway, just so and it's not a teaching moment necessarily. It's just a guy who took an interest in a kid who liked guitar, and he was teaching me Hendrix stuff and Led Zeppelin stuff, and just stuff that, you know. Anyway, so yeah.
Smoke
Ed,
on the water.
Ed, no, I'd already learned that. that's like first lesson.
Layla.
Yeah.
Little Blackbird.
Blackbird. Mm. Ben?
Mm. Oh, yeah, sure. Ben. Well, mine is, it's usually the first thing that comes to mind. And what comes to mind, unfortunately, is that a little bit of a backstory is I like school, you know, for the most part, I did good in every subject except math, which I am horrific at math. My brain just won't do it. And, I got a scholarship to play D1 football as a senior.
I'd never heard this story.
I was all set to go. Everything. I'm cruising through senior year, right? I got my scholarship.
D1.
Right? You're feeling pretty set, feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yes.
Dude, I just, you know, I pretty, safe to say I slacked off a little bit. And my football coach happened to be my algebra teacher. And he gave me a D. You cannot graduate with a D in algebra. I'm telling you, I had to crawl through the mud to get him to let me retake my finals. And he made me I mean, beg, borrow, and steal to retake that test. And, like, very good lesson. Like, I was like, you're my football coach. Come on, man. This is my future. He's like, no, it's not.
No, you can't do 2 + 2.
Not anymore, bro. And it was just a really good, you know, I mean.
Yeah, anyway, good life lesson. That. Yeah.
My football coach would not let me, for all, like he was saying, no, you slacked and you're going to pay for it with your future. Wow. And in the end, I, you know, worked something out, but was able to retake the test, but it was not easily acquired. So good lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris?
Teaching moment, huh? I don't know. I mean, one comes to mind is I learned in high school that if I took performing arts class, I could be exempt from PE, and I was not really a big gym fan, you know, all the showering and whatnot. But so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take performing arts, you know, classes, and one of them happened to be dance, and I was like, oh, gosh, but I had a talk with the teacher, Miss Ducats, who like really encouraged me to do it. And she's like, oh yeah, there's so many guy dancers. And well, my first day there was only me. I was the only one in the dance class, but
she told that to all the boys.
Like, yeah, you know, but hey man, like that was like the gig, right? Like everyone else was doing their, you know, running laps and doing lacrosse. And I was sitting there, you know, the only guy doing the lifts in the dance class with all the, you know, the cheerleaders and the all dancers. Right, so, right. You know, props to Miss Ducats.
Those guys that did dance in high school, I'll tell you, those were smart men.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew, right?
Who knew? Another layer of the onion is unreal. The Reno dancer.
We need to see some pliés.
Oh, yeah, I got fantastic. Second position on pliés.
All right, if there's any teachers have a lot of iconic sayings that they'll use over and over. Is there any teacher statement that you use? I'll give you two. And if you don't have a lot, that's fine. Because I forget whether I put this in the text or not. So we had nuns, and it was old school Catholic school. Like yardsticks and the whole kit and caboodle. And I never forget this one, and I won't name names. Because she's probably no longer with us, but she used to scream at us and call us brazen, bold youngsters.
Oh, man.
I still don't know what brazen means to this day, but when I get really angry at my kids, I'll be like, you brazen, bold youngsters. So that's she awesome. Still lives out there. And then the other one, I had a couple of teachers that used to put great quotes on the board, and this is one that always stuck with me. And honestly, don't remember what teacher or what blackboard, but it was there. And it's act as if what you do makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that was from William James. I had to relook up the author today, but that was the quote. And it still stuck with me today as we sit here doing our episode number 30-something.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right?
The mumble.
Mark?
You know, it's funny, I keep on going back to other teachers in life. And yes, as I said before, there are many teachers in life. But I was working at Gelb Music in Redwood City, California, and Al Schneider ran the drum department. And I had taken over for a guy who went on vacation, ended up becoming the regular guy who, you know, unpacked guitars and polished
them. Not to be
them.
Confused with John Schneider, who played...
That is correct. There was no Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
Another fake name. Mark making up names again.
But no, Al Schneider. And and one day he looked at me, and I had paused for maybe a second because I was a decent worker, and he said to me, you know, Mark, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. And I have used that statement. And I know it's simple, but if you got time to lean, you got time. Teaching moment, yes, but also something just like, hey, you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah.
So anyway. That's my statement. I'm sticking to it.
Me, I think I don't know. This is kind of a morbid one, but like I remember my high school science
hold on, we're
chemistry,
at the end of the podcast, listeners.
chemistry teacher who would always yell my last name, Jai, you're gonna be the death of me, you know. And then he died the next year, you know, and I always felt like it was my fault.
If I had only dissected the frog correctly.
Mr. Stevenson, I shouldn't have lit that match in class, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. let's see if Ben can bring us home.
Yeah, I think I can.
It's hard to top that
you
one.
You know, we all know how strange, like, the alternate lives that woodshop teachers probably led. Some interesting cats, right? We didn't know how interesting they were until later. But Mr. Marshall, who had like glasses about an inch thick and a curly mustache, you know, huge. What's it called when a mustache
does? Handlebar?
No, not the curl. That's curls down. The ones that did like the cool.
The Raleigh
like,
fingers.
Raleigh fingers.
I thought it was handlebar.
That is a handlebar.
Is it? I thought it was a handlebar. Go down. Like
down
James
is
Hetfield.
Fu Manchu.
No, that's Fu Manchu.
All right,
yeah.
Whatever. Well, Mr. Marshall, if I've painted a picture for you, receding hairline, he'd look at you and just. And he would love to say, "You are not qualified," but about everything.
You can't use the bandsaw.
We're like, you can't use
the sander. You're like, not qualified.
You are not qualified, Mr. Winter. And it's like, Mr. Marshall, can I go to the bathroom? You're not qualified. Everything didn't matter.
That's awesome,
so, Mr. Marshall.
Do not think I'm not going to drop that. I'm dropping that.
Yeah,
you are not qualified. You're not qualified.
Can I have some Cheetos, Dad?
Can I get a glass of Crystal Light?
You are not qualified.
Oh, that's great. Oh man. Well, once again, that'll wrap up the 3-2-1 segment. But thank you again to our teachers for taking us down. I think we did this last year too. See, this is the getting old part. Chris and I were talking about this before. I think we did touch on it last year, but I think it's a fun place to go every single year. And thank you once again to our teachers. Coming up next, a mix to Ben's delight of the parent quiz and dad jokes combined, and they all have to do with school. Coming up next, parent quiz a joker.
Parent quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz. It's time for dad jokes.
All right, these are real jokes from real people.
Time for Quiz the Joker.
Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. We hadn't done this in a while with Ben, so it's kind of getting to go down memory lane again.
I'm ready.
Okay. How do you get straight A's? Straight A's.
The ruler.
Yeah. Mark, you're so good at this.
Is this not multiple choice?
It's not multiple choice. There, dad jokes.
Straight
Ben?
No, but you know I don't know.
Without even blinking, by using a ruler is the correct answer.
Oh, yes. Oh. Hey, look at that.
This is just.
I was trying to think of something different. But, you know.
So plays to Chai's strengths.
What does that mean?
School, smart guy stuff, all of it. It's all your.
All right, Ben. Well, it's fine. We'll go to the music side of things,
there
Ben.
Bring it.
Ben once opened up for Arcade Fire, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How did the music teacher get locked in the classroom? How did the music teacher get locked in the classroom?
He played in the wrong key. Nothing to do with music. Or something like that.
Huh? See?
He didn't. He had the wrong key.
Wrong key. Ooh.
Something definitely the wrong key.
Very good. Close. Ben, any guesses?
Not even. I can't get closer than that.
His keys were inside the piano.
Oh. Oh, that's pretty good. There's all kinds of fun stuff there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And there's like 300 of them, and I'm just cherry picking right now. Why did the nose not want to go to school? Why did the nose not want to go to school?
He didn't want to get picked on.
Huh? I was going to say, what about that? Because he was too tired of getting picked.
Good.
Chai.
Is that right?
You're not qualified.
He was.
You're not qualified.
You are not qualified. He was tired of getting picked on.
Dang.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right.
All right, Ben.
On a roll.
Those tacos did you good.
We're going to wind it up with you.
Thank you.
Why did the music teacher need a ladder? Why did the music teacher need a ladder?
Come on, Ben.
Why are you looking at me, man?
To hit the high notes.
To reach the high notes.
Yes. I'm on fire tonight.
Fire.
Somebody give him a copy of Southern Living Magazine.
There you know.
Springtime and Bunnies.
All right. Here's the last one. I'm going to sneak it in just because we had it on before. So our listeners may send us some mean emails that we used the same dad joke about 27 episodes ago. What do elves learn in school? Ben, we've already done this one once.
What is a junior high? You're picking on me, guys. This is bullying. Well, and it's Western.
We just know you enjoy dad jokes. What do elves learn in school? the alphabet.
Oh.
The alphabet. Finally, if you had astronauts at your school, what time would they eat? If you had astronauts at your school, what time would they eat?
Launch time.
Right? Right. It's launch time.
I'm on fire.
If that's right.
I'm on a roll today.
They eat at launch time.
No way, dude. Yes.
You need to write a book.
All right, coming up next, our final segment, things that make us smile. All right, guys, it's time for things that make us smile. A lot tonight to unpack, past, present, and future. But let me kick it off. First, as teachers, thank you so much for everything you do out there for our children. You are underpaid and you are underappreciated. And I hope a lot of that came to light this year and things turn around for you as well. But thank you for taking care of our kids across the country this year. Second thing, the big thing coming up, we're going to be probably airing after the event. So one thing that makes me smile is Mother's, and Mother's Day is coming up. And I just wanted to wish my wife and grandmother and mother and stepmother and all the mothers in my life a very happy Mother's Day. And we can talk about you for years, but that made me smile when I was even shopping for Mother's Day items, because my wife produces the podcast and she'll hear this part. So, but it made me happy because her celebration day's coming up and we always have fun with that. So those are the two things that make me smile moving forward. Chris?
I think I said this the last episode. I might have jumped the gun, but like, this is the weekend that my daughter turns 16, you know? So,
that's awesome.
May 16th. So,
happy birthday.
The date, but yeah, happy birthday to her. I'm super excited. What? No? Do I not know my kid's birthday? No, she's turning 16. Happy birthday, Penn. Yes.
Happy birthday, Penn. Mark?
In light of Mother's Day, obviously I'm super like pumped to sell. I'm going away this weekend. My birthday is this weekend.
Oh, happy birthday.
And I will be celebrating my birthday and Mother's Day on the same weekend, which happens oftentimes, which is actually really nice because I appreciate moms, my birth mom, my mom, and my wife, and all the other moms out there. So, but to tie it back into the whole teacher conversations we were having, the thing that really made me smile today was I went to pick up my youngest at school today, and I grabbed him, and we were walking out. And as we were walking out, his kindergarten teacher was on her way out, and you know, she's a busy lady and she's on her way, but she pauses and she stops and she looks at Matthew and she weighs really big and she says, bye, bye, bye. And she goes, I love you. And I'm just looking at her and I don't think, and MK, you know who I'm talking about. I don't think we could have a better teacher.
Right.
I've witnessed many teachers in my life and there's been many teachers. I don't want to like rate them necessarily, but this particular teacher to me is just makes me weepy when I think about her. So Meg, if you ever listen to us, we love you, and we, our family loves you too, and you made my night tonight, and of course you made my little boy's night. So that's just the appreciation for teachers I have is just immense, and when you have something like that in your life, it's just you're blessed. So
sweet. Ben?
I was trying to think of things that actually made me smile this week. I got the sentimental one, and I got the cheeky dude one. Which one do you guys want?
Both. Let's hear them both.
Let's give them both. You have an inspirational candle in front of you.
So the cheeky, let's go with the more soft one. Is as spring is coming to our part of the world, opening the doors in the morning and having it not be cold, but kind of like sunshine spilling into the house. And just kind of, it makes everybody happier when it's kind of warm in the morning. It's weird. My kids aren't fighting as much and just kind of like the day greeting you. And so like this kind of warmth coming back to us and putting on my flip-flops instead of my, I still am going to wear my salmon pants.
Salmon. I guess they're salmon. The color I've been trying to figure out all night.
But they're Atlantic salmon. They're like, they're not farm-raised salmon. This is like the dark
farm-raised salmon.
So just kind of these kind of warm mornings are so welcoming. And then just like I'd say, like a cheeky lunch with my buddies, sneaking a beer, and I snuck out to lunch with some friends today, and I was so stressed. I was buried. And my buddy just is like, come on, let's go have a beer at noon. I'm like, let's have a beer at noon. So
All right.
Why not?
It's a good time.
You know what I mean?
You know, Cheryl Crew once drank beers.
At noon on Tuesday?
At noon on Tuesday.
She also peeled some labels from her bottles of Bud.
She did. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right across from the car wash or something.
Heard that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Shani's Dotson's.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys as well, you make me smile. And our listeners, you make me smile. If you want to leave a review, if you want to like us, follow us. We're on Instagram. We're on Dad Timeout Show on Twitter, at Dad Timeout Show. We're on the Book of Faces as well. We're not on the TikTok, but we stalk it. We have a lot of fun over there. But we appreciate you and all your feedback and all your interactions, and let's continue it all in a couple weeks. Wednesday, now that Mark has a rowboat, Ben's got softball, and Chris has got an extra 40 hours of work a week. You know me, I just lay around in a hammock and read. All right, we're the Dad Timeout Show, and peace, we out. Are out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.